If you say something with confidence, then you can't be wrong.
I don't even know.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, let's head out on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Our buddy Bill Landis for The Athletic covers the Buckeyes, basketball, and football. Let's start with football first because, you know, Bill, one thing that that just seems almost without dispute or argument is that the toughest of the sports to come back will be college football. Just the sheer number of people on the sidelines, the amount of people around a stadium. We also know that football, more than any other sport, props college football props up so much in a university's athletic budget. As we're into this thing a month or so since it first kind of hit from the Big Ten championship standpoint, the tournament standpoint, what are you hearing from athletic departments in terms of how to do football? What's the best way to do it? What are some of the contingency plans you're hearing?
You know, I don't know if anybody really knows. I think it's sort of the situation where you sort of, you know, prepare for the worst, you hope for the best. The thing I don't know is if they're not going to allow students on college campuses in the fall, if you could reasonably expect college athletes, football players in particular, to come back and practice. And I realize they'd be coming back to a different kind of experience. They maybe would be the only ones on campus. And I suppose that could be a little different. But just the optics of that, having amateur athletes put into a situation that has been deemed on some level unsafe by the powers that be, and not allowing other students back on campus. I just don't see how that could work. Now, I think if it came to that, they would try to make it work. They were going to play the NCAA tournament without fans in the buildings at first, and then obviously that changed. And if the world looks a little different, you know, 4 months from now than it was going to look even this week or the last couple of weeks when they're going to play basketball, I think maybe it would be a little easier to do that. But I don't know if they have plans in place yet. I think there's everything's on the table. I would imagine that the NCAA and these power conferences and these powerful athletic directors and university presidents are going to do everything they can in their power to try to get a football season off, whether that means delaying the season by a month or trying to figure out a way to play it in the spring. I know that would bring in a whole different can of worms with roster management and stuff like that. But like you said, it's just too important to the livelihood of college athletics to not have football. So it starts with what's safe for everybody from a health standpoint. But if things are different a few months from now, I think they're going to try to do whatever they can to get a season off in whatever form that needs to take.
Yeah, Bill, and there's so much red tape with the NCAA that they – and you mentioned the optics, right? You have to be worried about what about the eligibility, right? Like, these pro leagues have opportunities because they're paid, right? Their players are paid, and they can do whatever, they can tell them where to go. But the school aspect and the eligibility and the scholarships and the rest of the student body, as you mentioned, I thought was brilliant. If colleges don't let people on, then I think, you know, they don't have a choice. My question is, Ohio State operated in the red last year, right, allegedly. If you don't have football, now schools like Ohio State are going to be fine. Eventually there will be football and that money comes back, right? And I know a lot of it's projects, this, that, whatever. But for some of these schools, how do they operate? What is the financial ramifications? Is there, if there is no college football, if they say, hey, yeah, you know what, we're going to start back up with winter sports, some of these schools might not have actual funds to kind of get winter sports rolling. I mean, how is this going to affect college sports as a whole?
I don't even know if you can predict it. It's so unprecedented. And you also have to factor in the fact that the money that schools were expecting to get from the NCAA tournament payout this year is significantly less than it was going to be. So like a program like Ohio State, I think it'll be fine. I think football in general, for the most part, we find like if we have to totally reshape what college athletics looks like, the first thing that's going to come back and the first thing that's going to get worked on to bring it back is football, because that's the breadwinner for everybody.
No doubt.
But then, you know, what happens to, I don't even want to mention sports because I don't want to freak people out, but winter sports, spring sports, these non-revenue sports that you just don't have the money to fund. And it could totally change the landscape of college athletics, which is why I said what I said earlier, that if there's any way to reasonably play football next year, whatever that is, I think they're going to try it, because not having it completely, you know, changes everything that we've come to understand about college athletics.
Yeah, Bill. I mean, you got to have that TV revenue is big revenue, and it's a medium that is paid for this product and paid heavily for the product and needs the product, frankly. and welcomes the product. So any way to do it, you feel like you can. It's interesting. Ohio State, from a football perspective, is actually benefiting quite nicely here in recruiting. Pantone was available over the weekend. You see what they're doing in terms of who they're signing and the way they're getting after it in this 2021 class. And I think a lot of it is these guys are at home that are already committed, and they're basically helping recruit what at this point looks to be a, kind of a generational class that they're starting to put together in 2021.
It looks like it's going to be really good. This is the best I've felt about Ohio State's chances of actually getting number one class, at least in 17. And I probably feel even a little better about this class than I do 17, because one, the state of Ohio is so good. I think if Ohio State's ever going to challenge to win the recruiting crown, Ohio has to be really good, top heavy, deep. And that's the case this year. If you look at the class they have, all the top 100 guys, I think five of them are in state, if I'm not mistaken. And that's not typical. That used to be typical for Ohio. It's not been typical for Ohio over the last few years. So it starts there. I think you give credit to the staff for establishing really good relationships before all this stuff started. Because you're talking like Trevion Henderson is number one running back in the country. He's never been to Columbus, and he committed. That's not right. Normal, but we're not operating in normal circumstances. So I think you give a lot of credit to the guys who recruited him for making Trevion feel comfortable, even having not been here. Now, maybe that makes it a little more difficult or requires a little more work to hold that commitment for however long visits are going to be off. But nonetheless, that's a really good pull for them. And it is impressive. It's kind of a weird thing. There are some programs around the country that I feel like are still trying to figure out how to operate right now. And it's felt like to me, and maybe it's just because I'm close to it, like Ohio State has been pretty on top of it, trying to figure out the best way to operate from a football standpoint and also a recruiting standpoint in sort of unprecedented situations.
Bill, couldn't you say that, I mean, really that's the key for why Ohio State is the premier program in the Big Ten, is the high school football in Ohio? I mean, Bo and I have talked about how the jobs moving out of Pennsylvania, right? And even their best players, it seems like Ohio State goes in there and gets some of their very best out of Pennsylvania. Penn State can't keep them in state, but Michigan doesn't have the high school football that way do. Minnesota, I know for a fact, doesn't. You know what I mean? Iowa, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. The one school that does, or, you know, or should, but obviously due to their performance, is Maryland Rutgers, right? They have access to New Jersey and in that Virginia, you know, Baltimore area that's loaded with talent, but their program history just isn't there. But isn't that why Ohio State, you think, has completely lapped as a fact of our high school football just being that elite?
Yeah, you can walk out your front door if you're Ryan Day and go 10 miles in any direction and probably find a four-star prospect or two. And yeah, that's not normal. That's not normal for the Big Ten, and it's not normal for a lot of the country. And I think it's California, Texas, you know, and Ohio, and maybe like Louisiana. And there's not a ton of states that are as consistently talent rich as Ohio is. And even though it is probably down, I don't know the numbers off my head, I'm just assuming it's maybe down a little bit from what it's been in the past because of population shifts and stuff like that. But Columbus, I think, is getting deeper. I think you're seeing more people move to Columbus and the surrounding areas, and you're finding more and more blue chip prospects that are even closer to Ohio State, even if the state as a whole might be a little down. But no other program and the Big Ten has that, and then on top of that, Ohio State has the brand to go out and recruit nationally. So it's a perfect storm that it's why I don't ever really foresee, barring something crazy that I couldn't even wrap my mind around, Ohio State ever sort of being knocked off this perch as the best program in the Big Ten.
Yeah, they have that. It's the safety, right? That the baseline is always there. Bill, always good talking to you, my friend. We appreciate you and enjoy your work at The Athletic. Bill Landis, thanks, bud.
Thanks, guys.